Hey, this is Dingoni doing a test show for audio feedback. We've been having some terrible, terrible audio clicking and carrying on the line, and I really want the listeners to have a good show that they can enjoy without all that background noise that's been happening now for about the last three or four shows. So I call customer service and engage them to help figure out what's going on. I forgot to announce that tomorrow night at 7 p.m., Dr. David Imhotep is going to be on the show. Two of my friends are supposed to call in so that they can help us do this little 15-minute test so I can get this back to the technicians at Blog Talk Radio so they can troubleshoot and find out what needs to happen so that we can have a good playback and a good experience when we're doing the show live. So bear with me. I don't have a script or anything. I'm just talking so they can test it out, and I'm waiting for my friends to call in. They promised they'd call in at 1:30, and if they don't, I'll probably play some music or something for a few minutes while I'm waiting on them because I don't have any script, like I said. This is definitely a test show. Anybody out there that hears this, welcome to call in just so we can troubleshoot the line. Say hi, whatever, you know, it's okay. So if you're listening out there live, then I don't need usually broadcast this time of day, so I imagine probably nobody will stop by or anything like that. But you never know. But anyway, like I said, again, testing. This is a test show because of audio feedback problems for customer service to troubleshoot. To try to diagnose what needs to happen. I upgraded my phones not too long ago, less than a year ago, and got a stronger signal on my phone. So, and prior to about maybe four shows back, I wasn't having any problem. But I do know another host that's having terrible, terrible audio feedback problems also. Hopefully we can get this thing straightened out and as I said, get a smooth playback and a smooth experience when we're on the phone live. Well, my friends haven't called in just yet. Like I said, this is a test show. I don't have anything, scripted or anything. So I'm just going to play, anything, just to keep the sound going so that the technicians can diagnose the problem. And so I'm just going to play a little short 1 minute song to, take up some air time while I'm waiting on my friends to call in so we can test two different lines, two different phone calls coming in so we can really get to the bottom of the problem. So here we go, 1 minute, and I'll check the phone lines and see if they've called in yet. Well, for some strange reason, I'm not even getting any playback on this. Here we go. There we go. Just 1 minute, and let me go check the phone line. All right. We got somebody here. So let me put that on hold. Hey, Eddie, thanks for calling in. Let me stop that. I was trying to fill up some airtime while I was waiting on somebody to call in because I didn't know what else to say. Oh, let me stop that. I thought I stopped it. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, I just lost track of time out here on this highway. I looked up at 32, so can you hear me?
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I just appreciate you calling in, taking your time. You be safe out there on the highway. I hope you got your, what is it? What is it?
Always. Headset.
Yeah, how's the weather
always
today? You today?
79 is fine.
All right now. That's what I'm talking about. Are you excited about the show tomorrow night?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The professor is going to, he's really going to enlighten the people. And, he's a wonderful brother. He's good energy and all of that. Yeah, he's right, direct.
Yes, he is. Okay. He's a lot of fun. He likes to joke, too. You know that? Do you know that about him?
Yes. Yep. That's nothing like I said. He's a very lighthearted person, and that guarantees longevity, too. So, yeah, he's definitely, he likes to joke. Yeah, he's good people. Definitely good people.
Very down to earth. And I've heard people say that laughter, you know, helps the body and keeps things moving and circulating the way they're supposed to. A lot of people say that, you know, that a light heart leads to longevity.
Yes, definitely. That I've seen it in The Secret, but overall, in traumatic science, they say when you go into that underworld to be judged, your heart must be as light as a feather. So anything below laughter could guarantee your failure. Laughter is lighthearted, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, Eddie, that's deep, you know, and I know that we're just doing a test audio show for the customer service, but you always be coming deep, brother. So while you know, that's one of the things.
Yeah, that's true.
That's one of the things I've been struggling with, Eddie, you know, this whole concept of kind of like, you know, the law of attraction or the new thought movement. I think this started back in the 60s, I think. I'm not sure on the date, but you know, one of the things I've been struggling with about that is the fact that even though I know it's true that we do create our reality with our thoughts and we can manifest what we focus on and all that, I just struggle with the fact that, man, I can't ignore some of the things that are going on, you know, out here. You know, how do you deal with that? What do you think about that idea, that question?
Well, a lot of times I strive just to establish the law that it's just human issues. Meaning it's not necessarily the more of the collective that creates the scenario, but it's the energy that we feed it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's hungry. Everybody needs their daily bread. But if we, just like what you're speaking to, we use the law of attraction and we keep our heart light, things happen because we create our own worlds every day, every day.
So how do you deal with these pedophiles keeping your heart light? Don't you think somebody's supposed to focus the light on them so they can be exposed, so we can eliminate that kind of problem in the world? That's where I'm coming from. And I can't keep my heart light when I'm dealing with that kind of stuff. I can't. As a matter of fact, as a grandmother and a great grandmother, I'm mad as hell and I'm not gonna take it no more. Okay, how about that? Okay, go ahead, Eddie.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But again, they are energy and spirit issues. You know, I guess maybe I shouldn't go too deep with it, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things. I mean, even crime, you know, I mean, a lot of people look at Trump talking about jobs and all this and that, but we create our own world. So what I mean by that is just like those individuals who do things like that, 9 out of 10 times that comes from it was done to them, and they're living it over and over again. So they haven't reached out and gotten help. You see, but so I, it's really challenging because, again, these people are injured. But, see, they're turning them loose again on society, and they won't hold them. But yet there's certain people who are accused of committing a crime, robbing a bank or whatever the case may be, and they get 40 years in prison. But somebody
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
So I'm just saying, and people like that who have mental issues versus being accused or being striving to maintain and feed your family the way you choose to do it, it's two different things. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. I know what you're saying is brilliant, but you're so deep, brother. Okay, what I was asking is from the
principle. How do I deal with it? Yeah, you're right.
No,
I apologize
for
that.
I'm not asking you specifically to tell me how to deal with it. I'm just stating. Again, if there's anybody listening to this conversation, this is a test show for audio feedback problems. And when you talk to Brother Eddie, you just go deep. That's just all there is to it. You cannot. So anyway, we just got caught up in a philosophical question. Anyway, what I was saying, Eddie, was I wasn't asking any individual to tell me how to deal with it. I was just stating that that's a struggle that I have. You know, in balancing the fact that I know that we create our own reality. I know we have the world that we exist in today because the collective has been programmed and has been led by the nose to maintain a certain attention and a focus on certain things, which keeps the cabal in business. However, my dilemma is, how do I figure out, how do you solve a problem if you're not aware of it? And if you're aware of a problem, that means you had to focus on it. Now, I know you ain't supposed to lay in the ditch and be a professional victim about the world and all that, and no point in worrying about stuff you can't do anything about. However, I don't think we can change the world without focusing on and being aware of our environment. If that makes any sense, it's very difficult to put in words what I'm trying to express.
Yes.
For me,
yes, indeed.
Maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I know the technician's going to have a good time with this one.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
We only have 4 minutes left.
Okay, just like they say, you speak truth to power. So it ain't speaking to an individual directly. It's just putting it out there. You know what I'm saying? Because just like they do, when an individual is has those kind of classifications or whatever, there's a record, a public record, you know, to let you know if this individual is living in your neighborhood. You know what I'm saying? It's things of that nature. So, meaning, you want a new car. You have a vision board and you constantly affirm that it's here or it's coming. It's the same thing with that because everything is energy. So you send healing energy to that individual and you still got to be mindful of them. So you're right, though, Angoni. It's really, really, really challenging because I know exactly what you're saying. You know, and I really do feel it. That's another reason why I started talking fast because that even put me in, you know, some frame of emotion because, you know, for this supposed to be the greatest country in the world, the picture is beautiful, but if you look at the intricate parts, that's where you see the dread.
Absolutely.
So I don't have an answer.
Me either. It's a matter of balance, like you expressed, and I think each individual has to find that balance as far as becoming aware of the environment, the world that we are in, and then having the desire to want to manifest, as you said, by focusing on what we want to see and becoming that which we want to be a part of creating a beautiful, just, loving, caring world where people aren't suffering and being abused and being taken advantage of. And we have 1 minute left, Eddie. I want to thank you from my heart for taking your time out to help us do this test show for the customer service technicians. I hope this is long enough for you to be able to assess. The other person that was going to call in didn't make it. But anyway, Eddie, thank you very much, and hopefully we'll have a beautiful audio flow tomorrow night for Dr. David Imhotep and Eddie. I don't know what else to say. I think we've done it, and thanks to you and your help.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity, and I hope that the technicians do get those gremlins out the way, and everything begins and ends with you. Peace.
Thank you, Eddie. Have a great day. Talk to you later, okay?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. I'm going to end it here.